Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fishermen Ministry South Carolina Thursday night service. Let's praise the Lord. Going to do Lift Jesus Higher, page 84.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher, lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people, lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher, lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people, lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people, lift him higher than he's ever been before.
I will celebrate, page 68.
I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on him, with my hand raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping him. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on him, with my hands raised to the heavens, all I am worshiping. Sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. praise you. And I thank you for who you are and what you've done. I thank you that your mercy is new every morning and every moment that we need it, Lord. As you would bless this service, may your word go forth. May we have ears to hear and receive it and walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to go to Philippians 1:6. It's one of my favorite. Ricky told me this years ago, and I know that sometimes when we get distressed and we think that we can't fulfill what God has planned for us, I know that we all have troubles and we all fall and we all stumble. And one thing that this really helps me to keep on focus and realize how good God is. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I mean, as long as we hold fast, we stand strong in him. And though we falter, though we stumble, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And this right here confirms that as long as we don't give up on him, he won't give up on us. That's all I have to say.
God is moving by his Spirit, moving in all of the earth. Signs and wonders follow his heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow down before him. What a mighty God my Jesus is. God is moving by His Spirit, moving in all of the earth. Signs and wonders follow. Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow down before Him. What a mighty God my Jesus is.
Good evening, everybody. So, I'm going to go to John 8. I'm going to start at verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, I was sending notes today because I take notes for Susie for Sundays and Thursdays for the ministry website. And many times as I'm reading through the notes, freedom, freedom, freedom. And then I listened to An Hour of Truth, and there was a sentence that Davey said on The Hour of Truth: there is no freedom in judgment. And it was a big thing for me, because I can stand in judgment of my husband. I can stand in judgment of the people. I can stand in judgment. I can stand in judgment. But in that, I'm not accepting the freedom of Christ. In that judgment, in that rebellion, in that fear, in those consuming things, I'm not accepting the freedom. And it says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, now the thing is to walk out that truth, to then be set free. Because as we continue to hold on to that old man, as we continue to cuddle up to him, we're not accepting freedom. It's not anyone's fault but our own, and we don't accept the freedom that Christ has for us. So it's one of embrace the freedom that He has for you. That's it for me, Kathy.
Show me thy ways, O Lord, page 98. Thank you.
walked an awful long ways for just a little bit. We'll see. Good evening, everybody. It's been one of those weeks. A busy week. In need of one of those good midweek messages. This comforting and yet uplifting. And I tell you what, it's at times my mind, you know, comes to a couple of verses that I'm not really sure where they are, and I look them up and I, you know, find the passages, get it in the context. And there's kind of an assumption that you take place when you latch on to the one that I was latching on to. And the assumption is, because the verse was, lest not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The assumption is that you're well doing. Right? You hope you're well doing. You try to keep yourself checked. The one thing you can say is, I sure have been busy as hell. I sure hope it's been well doing. And, you know, it is one of those things where the charge I was given years ago, just three or four years ago, was to hold Rick's mortgage in trust for my sister, get payments from it. And I got kind of supercharged there with some, oh man, yeah, I'm selling this house. This might be money coming to you. So I'm just doing this big letdown here in the middle of the week because I got charged up with something I hadn't really contemplated about, and now I got a lawyer telling me it's not coming. It goes to my sister, and that's not really good news for her or me because she's going to be contending with the issues of a windfall. She's probably going to have to be kicked out of her house and this kind of stuff because she's in subsidized housing. Huh? Yeah, somehow I'm not feeling that, but I don't know what's going to come of that, but I am not going to grow weary in well doing. I was given the charge and I've completed the charge. I've been faithfully sending her the check. So, whatever the outcome of it is, the Lord's good and the Lord's been better to me than I deserve. And the letdown is no major thing. Because my trust is in the Lord. And I also have a trust in Him that as I remind myself not to grow weary in following after His charge and doing what He would have me do to be pleased with Him, that He has those over me that are set forth to look out for my soul and to keep me from becoming faint. Because there is no well-doing aside from pleasing the Lord. And that pleasing the Lord has a benefit to those that you come in contact with, for me, it's my sister and other people, other family, other members of the family, and other people that we run across in our going about. Because that's how the Lord works. And that's been both good news for us, and it's going to be good news for other people as well. The next verse says, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. First and foremost, those who are of the household of faith, those that are part of the body, are closer than family. Kind of all this as my disjointed presentation continues to wander around. Let's go back up to verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's why if you're going to try and wear yourself out and doing something, it ought to be well doing. Because I a whole lot much rather reap from that than reap the corruption from the flesh. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that is a promise to grab hold of. Because in all his planning and strategizing for us, you know, he's got a system set up to keep us in play, to keep us cognizant of where we stand with him. There's no reason for us to be walking around in ignorance. Let us not be wary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Again, another promise. That what you're sowing there, there's going to be something good that you're going to be able to reap from it. And there's an inheritance. He's prepared a place for you in Jesus. You stay in Jesus and you partake in that inheritance. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. This is a body. This is a body where we love one another, we lift up one another, we serve one another. Minister to one another, we exhort one another and provoke one another to love and good works. It's what we do. We're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And the more we stand in that, the more we pursue that, the more we follow that, the more real the promise of the being of the reaping of that which we have sown is just a good thing to bear in mind. that we have been charged, really, Moses was, will you learn my ways? You've seen my power. Will you learn my ways? This is his way. And when you submit to it, pursue it, and Lord, if you just get where you excel at it, the promise is more exceedingly abundantly above that which you could ask or think. And like in Deuteronomy where he talks about the promises and the curses, and he talks about the promises overtaking you, chasing you down and overtaking you. That's how good it all is. Just suddenly, from nowhere, something you didn't expect. And the Lord reveals again his goodness. That's how it works. I'm done.
Praise the Lord. You can clap. That's all right. You don't have to be scared. That kind of freaked me out there a little bit. Is that on?
I never turn this thing off.
Oh, it's back there. Okay. I was like, I don't think that mic was on. Oh, praise the Lord. I mean, there's some, one thing is I just, Paul, Lord's taken care of you this far. He's going to keep doing it. And I know you know that. I know you know that. That is a bummer, however, I can imagine. Can't imagine, was not expecting that much, and then it was even going to think about getting that. But, I mean, praise the Lord. I mean, the Lord provides, so you're not hung up on it. And as you testified up here, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing. But there's just been a few things in just some of the things you're talking about and learning His ways, the song we just talked about. And one of the things is we come to the Lord, we have been set in our own ways for years. I mean, for years we're set in our own ways. And when we come to Christ and we accept Him as Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what we have to do when we accept Him as our Lord, we're going to be accepting His ways. We're going to be learning His ways now. And what happens in that is there is a learning period. I mean, there's just a learning period. There's a time where you grow through these things. I mean, I know when I was first accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, I don't think anything could happen to me that would interrupt my joy in the Lord at all. Hey, Phil, your car just blew up outside. And I really didn't have much anyways, but your car just, you know, piece of crap car. But anyways, I had a car, and I liked it. I was grateful for it. But hey, Phil, your car blew up outside. You lost your job, and your house burnt down. Oh, well, praise the Lord. I mean, that's just how I was. I mean, really, it was just, I mean, I was just ecstatic. And, you know, it was like the Lord just put a protective shell around me, you know, from like anything. And all I did was receive blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And we all just start off at a certain stage or wherever the case we may be at. And I remember coming back to the Lord many times messed up. And the Lord has always flipped up those messed up situations right side up when they were upside down. But the point I'm coming to is that, kind of going off track there, white rabbit, but the point I'm coming to is that we have learned so much wrong for so many years, man. We've been taking our orders from that old man, from that flesh, for years. And what starts to happen is the Lord starts to purge out of us all that nonsense that we have learned, all that baggage and all that bondage that has been entrapped, that has kept us down in the world for years, and that's kept us knitted with the enemy, man, and knitted with that old man. And what, as a perfect, loving father, what starts to happen is some of these things starts to get pushed out of us. They start to come up. Then we have a choice. We can get shed of all those things. He's a perfect, loving father. But I want to come to this, I want to read, and actually going back to 1 Corinthians, Chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Sounds like just one perfect unit, doesn't it? One unit. One perfect unit. Having the same mind and the same judgment. Doing the will of the Father. Doing exactly what Jesus did. To walk as He walked, as a body, as a unit. Now, talking about as we therefore have opportunity. We have opportunity all the time to walk in this and learn this. Now, what happens in this learning process as we go forward and we go about learning His ways? I know, Linda, you were talking about up here how we fall down. You know what? How else are we going to learn unless we fall down? You know, I became a very, very experienced tire manager at Gerald's Tires and Brakes. And I've learned how to do TPMS problem solving probably the best in the company. I really have people calling me from the stores to try to figure out how to fix this situation. I really do. And I have, where I have dealt with situations and on how to handle a customer and all these things. You know how I learned all those things? Some was through guidance on the way the bosses would have me handle these things. But as far as, for the most part, how I learned how to deal with all those things was simply through trial and freaking error. Through trial and error of actually doing the research and something absolutely falling completely apart at the workplace. And what happened was I started to gain experience. I started to learn how to handle these situations. Now, of course, I'd be praying like heck through the whole time for the most part. And it's the same thing as we have that work that starts to begin in us as His faith is placed in us. So, you know, that's why Paul could be very confident that him that's... I'm going to read that verse that you read earlier in Philippians. 1:6, you said? Thank you. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's why Paul could have that confidence when he wrote this letter to the Philippians. That he could be confident of that, because see, it wasn't relying on the Philippians' faith there. It was a relying on Jesus Christ's faith. And that's why he could have that confidence. And see, as this thing starts to work, that starts to work out all those things, all those baggage, all that bondage that you've been tramped and camped with and stuck with and for years before you knew the Lord starts to work that out of you. And you fall. You go about doing things your own way. And what happens is you fall right flat on your face and recognize, hey, that doesn't work. Okay, Lord, how would you have me do it? Now, it would have been a lot easier if I would have just done that in the first place and would have went that direction. A lot easier. But I mean, praise the Lord, this is how I learned for the most part. And through those that taught me through His line of authority. But that's another subject. But what ends up happening is it's through that I learn. It's through that you learn. It's through that Paul, as he was talking about us being one body, learning His ways, provoking one another to love and good works, exhorting one another. How else are we going to learn without a teacher? So this work is, we have their opportunity, and we have the opportunity every day to allow that faith He put in us to work in us and to purge us from all that thing so we can get to that one point in Corinthians, being of the same mind, being of the same judgment. I think in Philippians, or it might be in another scripture, it talks about of being of one accord, the same purpose as Jesus did, to do the will of the Father, which is what? Love God, love one another. So as this thing happens, see, I know Hope talked about the truth will set you free. But see, in this learning process that comes to happen is that when that truth comes to us, I mean, when it strikes us dead to rights where we stand and it testifies against us what we're doing, and how we are by nature, and that thing that I've been hanging on to from years is absolutely garbage and is no good for me, I have yet a choice. See, that work that He's begun in us, that faith that He's begun in us is flawless. Okay? That's flawless. That's going to happen. He is faithful. his part of the end will hold up. His part of the deal will hold up. He's already proven to it on the cross, and it's actively working now. Okay, but when that testifies against me, what do I do with it? What do I do with it? Do I choose to ignore the truth, justify myself, and turn to my old deeds and my old ways? Or do I turn to the truth, ask the Lord to forgive me and to wash that away and turn into the truth and give that to Him and get shed of it? And just say, Lord, I'm guilty. I don't want it anymore. And you turn and you repent of it. And that word repent means to change your mind. That means to change your mind. And man, I'm telling you what, when I get that thing recognized to me and when I see it for a clarity and for a truth, man, it's like, one, the first thing that happens to me, it's like, oh, it's like, there's no hope. I mean, I'm going, oh man, I didn't know I was this way. I mean, I knew I was a jerk. I didn't know I was that much of a jerk. But I don't want to be like that anymore. I mean, I don't. I mean, that's not the place I want to stay. That's not where the place I want to be. I want that to change. And I go to the Lord because, man, I know how I am. And I cast that upon Him. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for all those things to be covered. And He says, I've been covering you the whole time. You just didn't realize it. You were like that a long time ago. It's just time for you to change that, Philip. And I just, all I could say is, thank you, Lord. And it makes me mindful of how I am. And it makes me mindful that I've been listening to that old man and I haven't been making him Lord in that area of my life, in that area of my heart. And I turn that thing over to him and I give it to him. And see, that's the work that starts to begin in us. That's it right there. But see, if we don't turn to the truth, and when we yet turn to the truth, it will set you free. Because all of a sudden you recognize that bondage. All of a sudden you recognize that snare. All of a sudden you see vividly, vividly, with clarity, that that thing you've been hanging on to has been nonsense and has been holding you back for years. And when you see that, man, you can cast that thing with His power, with His might, with His strength, as far as east is from the west. And you don't have to have that bind you anymore. Because see, it's not about our strength. See, it's not about our power. It's not about our love. It's about His and what He has done. And all we have to do, man, is just let it go. All we have to do is let it go. Because He has given us the power to be free from that. He's given us the power to be free from that. And we can use it. See, when He had gone up to be with the Lord, or to be with His Father, sit on His throne in His rightful place, He gave His power to the church. You know who the church is? That's you, Lisa. That's you, Hope. That's you, Paul. That's you, Linda. That's you, Angie. That's you guys. Them that believe on Him through His name. And that word believe on Him, and what I mean by believe on Him, even the devils believe, they fear and trembled. What I mean is you actually believe His word. You actually believe His way. You believe what it says in the entirety of it. And then you just go walk in it. So yeah, you're right. It's freedom. And there's really no greater joy in that. Now, at the time of those things being presented to me, sometimes there can be very grievous. It can be very painful. Because it's learning how I really am. But on the other side of that, after being revealed, there's great joy. Great joy. Because it's not something that I have to be bound to any longer. It's like having a bad bronchial infection and getting the antibiotics for it, and all the stuff comes out. And you're healed of that thing. I mean, there's no great... I mean, it's awesome, man. It's better than that. Far better than that. But when you're sick for a long period of time and then all of a sudden you are feeling better, man, it's like you can walk on the clouds. You can do anything. And see, that's the freedom that the Lord wants you to tap into. It's just that. Just that. He doesn't want you bound up in chains and fetters. No, he wants you free. See, the enemy wants you bound up in chains and fetters. This world wants you bound up in chains to the ground. This old man wants you chained up and bound because it's cursed. It's going to burn up. It's going to vanish away. No, the Lord wants your soul to reside in Him in eternity. What did Jesus say? It would be Father. It'll be the will of the Father that none be lost. None. So He has given you everything. And He has given you His faith. And He has begun that work in you. He has. So praise God. As He works that thing within you, as those things get up, come up, praise God. It's just the more free you get. And if something haven't come up, don't worry about it. Go about serving Him, pleasing Him, because He's Lord of your life. He'll show you in due time and when you need to know, because He's a perfect loving Father. All we have to do is humble ourselves and listen to Him, obey Him, believe Him. Yeah, believe Him first before you obey Him, but praise God. I mean, that's easy. That's anybody in here can do that. Anybody. In whatever condition you're in. I don't care. You can choose to believe Him, trust in Him solely. Solely. It's a good, loving Father. And if you have not yet truly turned your life over to Him, I beseech you that you would. Because He paid the ultimate price so that your soul can abide with Him and that you can see and have the salvation of Jesus Christ and eternal life. Don't let it slip by you. Don't walk away from it. It's right there in front of you. Grab a hold on it. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.